This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as predicted, we do have flu, and flu is starting to hit. In fact, New York health officials are already sending warnings out as they are starting to see multiple cases. And even though flu starts to really peak end of November, December, January, we do start to see flu during October. So this is looking like it's coming back to normalcy, where before Halloween, people start getting sick, they might get flu, they might get another respiratory illness, and then we start to go through this whole, you know, very, very busy cough, cold, flu, pneumonia season. So I got my flu shot. I got my flu shot at the same time as my COVID vaccine. Even though you can get the shots together without a problem, I usually don't like to get things together because I want to know what side effect I got from what. The problem is the wait is so long sometimes. And if your pharmacy is understaffed, I was like, you know what, I'll just get them both because I don't want to sit for an hour again. So I got them both. And I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I had to postpone my mammogram because of swelling under one arm. But, you know, that's going away and I feel good. So I'm happy I got mine. And I always get the flu shot because I don't have time to get sick. I just don't. And when I do get sick, you know, I still want to work. And it's really hard when you're a physician, especially if you're around people, to put them through that. I have to be away from people, and I can't be away from people. So I got my flu shot. I'm happy I did. But the problem I see this season is, again, the popularity of telemedicine. Now, I work for a couple telemedicine companies. I love doing telemedicine. I think telemedicine is very, very cool for people who don't have access to healthcare. But a problem we now have is how the hell do I know over the phone if you have COVID or flu? Now, I told you, flu does act a little differently. Even though I don't know if this year's flu is going to act differently because it's been a few years, but for the most part, flu, you could tell me the time of day you got sick. You could say, you know what, I was fine. I went to work, had lunch, we had a meeting at 1, got back to my desk at 2. By 2:25, I felt like crap. And I felt like I was hit by a truck. Flu will do that. Because just the way the flu is, the virus gets in, it gets into the cells. When it gets the cells to replicate it, and it bursts and it gets out there. For some reason, flu acts more synergistically all at the same time. COVID, on the other hand, I started with a sore throat. Then I had a runny nose. Then I had nose congestion. Then I had a cough. Then the fever went away. Then the fever came back. That's more like COVID or other coronaviruses. But flu, it hits you all at once. Also, because it hits you all at once, your body's fever will be higher. Your body's like, oh my God, what the hell is this? Okay, guys, all hands on deck, and then the fever rises. Whereas with COVID, the fever more waxes and wanes because, again, the symptoms morph. So that's one way I could tell. But the problem we have is I'm having people call in saying, hi, I want Tamiflu, or I want the COVID medication. And if I misdiagnose them, we lose the window of opportunity on when to give them the medication. So with flu, you got to get the medication in within the first 2 days, 2 to 3 days, 48 hours to 72 hours. Otherwise, we aren't allowed to write it. We're not supposed to write it. And so if somebody goes, well, yeah, I think I have COVID, or I have a sinus infection, give me an antibiotic. So they get that over the phone, and then by the time they go, wait a second, no, I think I'm wrong, they could be out of the window. Same thing with COVID. You need to be started on the Paxlovid within 5 days. The sooner the better. Well, if somebody calls in saying, yeah, I have the flu, so just give me Tamiflu, because I don't have to go in person to get that. I can get Tamiflu over the phone. They get the Tamiflu, they're not better. They're like, oh, well, I guess I had COVID. Well, now it's too late for us to treat them. So I want at-home tests. I've been asking for at-home COVID, flu tests, RSV tests. Well, interestingly, we do finally have an at-home test. It is a little expensive, but the FDA this spring, if you remember, approved a home test that will detect COVID, influenza, and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. They say in June, which happened, that we were supposed to be able to get the kit from LabCorp on demand. You collect a nasal sample, you send it to LabCorp for testing and results. Adult supervision, of course. If you have a kid under 2, you can't use it. But for any kid over 2, as long as an adult supervises or performs it, they could then send it. So according to Jeff Shurin, director of the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, he said, while the FDA has now authorized many COVID tests without a prescription, this is the first test authorized for flu and RSV along with COVID-19, so an individual could self-identify their need for a test, order it, collect their sample. So I believe I saw one price about $167. I think it might get cheaper because we don't really have a lot of data on who got this and if they used their insurance and how that worked. So I saw like $167, $169, but please don't quote me on that because we're going to find out more about what the cost is. But here's my only issue with the at-home test. I'm glad we finally have an at-home test. I want everybody to have these if they can. One is if it's expensive, people aren't going to have multiple. The other problem I have is the average person that calls me up saying I have COVID. They say, they call me up on day 3 or 4. They say, I tested day 1 and I was negative. Then I tested day 2 and I was negative. But today, I finally tested positive on day 4. Now, I'm not saying the at-home tests always do that. There's different brands. There's different collection techniques. But I can't say how many times people call up saying, oh, I just took a COVID test. It was a negative. So give me an antibiotic. Well, you might need to repeat the test. You might need to do a PCR. So if the person at home is doing it half-assed, a negative test doesn't necessarily mean you don't have COVID, flu, or RSV. But what I love about this type of test is when somebody takes the single test and says, well, if I don't have this, then it must be this. This test will test for all of them. So if you're negative for one, then you're negative, you know, and you're like, oh, if this is negative, then, you know, it might show you're negative for all. But we still have a long way to go before people could accurately test themselves. The pregnancy test is a hell of a lot easier to do. But these respiratory swabs, we still struggle. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also taking your questions or comments either on Twitter, Facebook, DrDahlia.com. So Hillary writes, help me understand how someone who acts like she loves Tom Brady so much can have been seeking divorce counsel for weeks. Did you see the video? All right, so she's talking about, remember there was a video this summer of Tom Brady in his underwear? Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, cute. Tom Brady was in the bathroom. I don't know how set up it was, but it looked like, you know, he was just in the bathroom and he was in his little boxer briefs, and then he puts a towel up so nobody could see him in his underwear. It was so cute. And Giselle was being playful. And this was in June. Meanwhile, you know, we find out that Giselle Bundchen, his wife of a few years now, I think, was it since maybe 13 years? I think they've been together 13 years. She's 14 years old. And apparently multiple times, threatened to split with him over the past few years, hired divorce attorneys, and this had been, you know, going on now for weeks. So, you know, it's an interesting question. I don't really like to talk a lot about celebrity stuff, but, you know, it's headlines. So I obviously, you know, understand why it's something that, you know, is on people's mind. And this is Tom Brady. And he is having a, you know, issue lately, you know, with his offensive line and his offense. The Bucks are definitely struggling. So, and, you know, I am a little nervous. They do play the Falcons, and I think they are going to kick their butts. But I think the spread is really high. I haven't double-checked that. But interestingly, we're being told, and again, I don't know how much I believe these things. And I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. Trust me. I am a huge Tom Brady fan. But they say that this is not his decision. He is, quote-unquote, very hurt. He wants it to go smoothly, doesn't want to fight. So, to me, and I'm not saying he cheated, but I have seen sometimes that attitude from one of the partners if they got caught. And so, whenever there's an abruptness, now again, you cannot act like you know anything going on with somebody's marriage, especially with these celebrity couples, because for the cameras, they do one thing. I mean, I speak to you guys, and I tell you when I have a fight with my husband, but, you know, even if you don't want to hear it. But the average person in the media or the average person, you know, in the public eye wants everybody to think that everything's fine. They don't want to, you know, air their dirty laundry. So, but if anything does seem abrupt and people try to piece together, well, let's look at her tweet, let's look at her videos, let's look at her, you know, sometimes it signifies that something was a new development, something happened abruptly. And sometimes that something could include a third factor. So we're being told that Tom Brady's very, very hurt by her decision to hire divorce lawyers. A source close to Brady said it's pretty obvious that he's hurting and that he doesn't want to fight through an ugly divorce. One source says Giselle is the one steering the divorce. She was the first to hire attorneys to navigate dividing their immense fortune. They also have a mega mansion that's in the middle of construction. And so a source told People Magazine, she's playing offense and he is playing defense. Okay, well, he's an offensive, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. He only knows how to do offense. So that could be why this is looking a little odd. It looks like he's kind of in uncharted territory. And he's struggling. You know, he's third and long right now. So that they say he doesn't want this to be ugly. He doesn't want to fight if the divorce is happening. And it seems like he wants it to go as smoothly as possible. So people are saying that she was angry after the NFL quarterback decided to unretire weeks after saying he was leaving the game forever. Now, you could think that maybe what really, really happened was the divorce was starting. And he's like, you know what, I'm going to need a job because this is going to be expensive. So, you know, there's kids involved. He has a kid with Bridget Monahan, if that's her last name. And it's been a blended family. And you know, I worry about the kids going through this because, Lord knows, look at what happened with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and thank God they didn't have kids between them. But going back to this, where people look like they're in love, they look like they're fine, they're and then all of a sudden you hear, wait a second, what the hell is going on? And it's I really do believe, and mind you, I've been married 25 years, so I couldn't imagine going through a divorce. But I can be honest with you guys that I have thought of divorcing my husband. I'm sure my husband has thought of divorcing me. The thought only lasted fleetingly, a second or two, because I'm like, you know what? It's not a big deal that the toilet seat is up. It's not a big deal that he left soggy bread in the sink. And I'm not going to make a big deal about this. But sometimes when you're frustrated, you bring up in a fight, I'm done. We're done. This is over. We're done. And sometimes it's dramatics. I love my husband. I'll never leave him. He loves me. I don't think he'll ever leave me. But, man, I mean, has it ever been, okay, we're done? Yeah, of course. That's what couples do. I mean, how do you put up with 25? You guys could barely put up with me on air for 3 hours a day. Can you imagine being my husband? That's got to be hard. So, you know, so I do believe a lot of couples that divorce do love each other. But something happens. Somebody cheats. Or they're just incompatible. Or they're always fighting. Or there's somebody else that that person wants to be with. And they start to fall out of love with who they're with. And, you know, I love it when I see couples who have been divorced still look like they're all friends. There's a couple couples that I see that, and I am sure there's some behind the scenes, trash talk, but publicly they act like they're all friends, they get along, the kids look happy, the kids look stable, and I think it's better. But it's very frustrating when you have couples where it's like, I don't even talk to your mother, I don't talk to your father, what the hell are they doing? And then trash talking. And that's got to be tough with the kids because you don't want, you know, and I've even thought about this. If God forbid anything ever happened, you know, with me and my husband, I would not want to trash talk their daddy because that's their daddy. I'm not going to convince them to not love their father. That's ridiculous. That's evil. That's cruel. They have a relationship with their father. They could love him. Do I get frustrated and, you know, would I try to air, you know, I don't understand why he's doing this. Yeah, you might get frustrated. But you know, in terms of the couples that try to turn their kids against their father or their mother, that's wrong. That is wrong. Now, some kids might blame a parent for leaving and might blame a parent, you know, well, you left dad. Why did you leave dad? Okay, well, if you want me to be honest with you, this is why. He cheated, and I didn't want to get an STD. You can't be with somebody who's in bed with somebody else. So, I mean, you know, sometimes they might have to be honest with what happened. But I don't think there should ever be trash talking. I think the kids don't need it. It's inappropriate. It's, you know, if let's say that parent beat the kids, that's happened, you know. And they're like, look, I want you safe. You know, I don't want you hurt. I don't trust so-and-so. That's another story. But, you know, if you guys have irreconcilable differences, that's between you and your spouse. So do I think people who look like they were in love, I had a very good friend of mine who still slept with his ex-wife. They got a divorce, but they, you know, he's like, I just can't live with her. I just don't want to be married to her, but I still want to have sex with her. Well, if you guys are happy, that's... So I do think you could still love somebody you divorced. I do think you could still, you know, have a relationship with somebody you divorced. But my guess, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about this, is, and I'm not saying this happened, but I would suspect an external element is involved. And, you know, there was reports that he was with his baby mama, Bridget, you know, a while back, and, you know, I don't think they got back together or anything like that, but I would just kind of suspect with some sort of speed there that there was an external element, and she's like, we're out, we're done, no more. But Tom Brady looks like he's struggling. I'm watching him, I'm watching the Bucks. You know, if he doesn't have an O-line that's on it, which is what, remember, he had issues last year, too. You know, if you don't have an O-line that's giving you enough time in the pocket, you're not going to be able to make the great passes. A quarterback is only as brilliant as his team allows him to be. And I see this all the time. You can have some fantastic quarterbacks, but if they don't have time to do what they need to do, they don't do it. So we'll see what happens. I am sure they're going to prevail against the Falcons. Falcons have been struggling, but it's... it does take its toll. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report on the number of kids vaping has health leaders worried. The report from the CDC says over 2.5 million high schoolers and middle schoolers are vaping. Health experts say kids don't realize how much nicotine is in those fruity flavored vape juices. Job creation in many industries, including hospitals and manufacturing, is fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels.
We're seeing a tick down, a drop in different categories, and the Latino unemployment rate, 3.8%, is the lowest recorded on history. So we're seeing, as people come back to work, it's equitable.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh speaking there on MSNBC, touting the unemployment rate of 3.5%. It came as the Labor Department said 263,000 jobs were added last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have told me that you do not want to take the Paxlovid, the FDA-approved drug for COVID, for a number of reasons. And I get it. Personal choice. I would never mandate anything. I don't support mandates. I'm just here to tell you guys what's out there and what I see work, what I see doesn't work. So, you know, I have been supportive of people taking Paxlovid. I think it works. But when there was news that Paxlovid was linked to rebound COVID, I didn't necessarily believe it was that. And the reason why is because I told you guys years ago that I saw an encore COVID. I called it encore before they called it rebound. And I said, COVID makes an encore. A couple weeks after you get it, you come back with it. And sometimes that encore is worse for you. We saw that in the hospital, where somebody would recover, leave the hospital, and then when they came back, the doctors were like, oh God, this is it. And then they would just completely be consumed with cytokine storm or with the virus or with the symptoms. I saw that when I had Omicron. Before Paxlovid even came out, when I got the Omicron, even though I was vaccinated the year before, which I knew wouldn't necessarily stop me from getting the virus at all, which, again, I predicted I was right. Misinformation. No, I was right. You could get vaccinated and still get COVID. When I got Omicron, I got better, and then a couple weeks later got it again. So I called it Encore COVID. So what happened was in the news, they were saying people who take Paxlovid are more likely to get rebounds. And I'm like, I think you get it anyway. Well, now there's a study, only 8 patients, so it's a small study, published in Clinical Infectious Diseases, suggests that COVID-19 rebound is likely not caused by impaired immune responses, which was a thought from Paxlovid. The study was led by scientists at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the ones that Fauci heads, as part of the National Institutes of Health, and they aim to define the clinical course and the immunologic and virological characteristics of COVID-19 rebound in patients who took Paxlovid. So we're only talking about 8 people. And they said that COVID-19 rebound is characterized by a recurrence of COVID-19 symptoms and or a new positive viral test after having tested negative. That's according to the CDC. So they say the results do not support the hypothesis that the 5-day course of Paxlovid is too short for the body to develop a strong immune response. People thought that maybe what happened is the Paxlovid was just too short, that you needed to take it longer. Participants were selected from those who were in Bethesda, Maryland, and other local hospitals, and then they looked at people who had recurrent symptoms. One was a 55-year-old man, another 35-year-old woman, etc., and they found no evidence of genetic mutations that would have, you know, made somebody more, I guess, susceptible. They found no evidence of delayed development of antibodies, etc. So they suggest that rebound symptoms could be partially driven by a robust cellular immune response to residual viral particles in the respiratory tract rather than impaired immune response following viral replication. Now, I still think they're missing the boat. I think the virus still lives in some of us. That's what I think. And that's why we seem to have this prolonged brain fog, or we have this lack of smell and taste. Now, somebody could say, well, that's the inflammation, Dahlia. You have pieces of the virus that haven't gotten cleared, so the immune response is to those pieces. Could be. I'll definitely entertain that theory, but I really think we need to entertain the theory, which keeps being, you know, negated. I don't want to say debunked in terms of science, but still poo-pooed, that what if, like Ebola, or like varicella, or like herpes, or like hepatitis, this is a virus that just doesn't necessarily leave in some of us. And that's why people get sick again and test positive again. For a lot of us, it's gone, and you might have inflammation, but I really do think some of us still have it. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to, you know, consider that, but I wouldn't. Now, if you have the opportunity to take Paxlovid, I wouldn't not take it based on you worried about rebound. Because having had COVID, I rebounded. That's just what it does without Paxlovid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Our dependency on computers is one of our most vulnerabilities, one of our biggest vulnerabilities. So now, Common Spirit Health is suffering major IT issues due to a cyber attack. It is the fourth largest health system in the country, and it's facing the disruption of multiple units. In fact, a bunch of hospitals among their 140 hospital 21 state chain has been affected, and they're worried that medical records of 20 million Americans may have been leaked. They believe this might constitute the biggest medical cyber attack in U.S. history. Common Spirit Health is the fourth largest healthcare system in the country. Already, appointments for oncology, cancer treatments have been canceled, ambulances diverted. One such hospital is the Virginia Mason Medical Center in Washington, as well as Mercy One Medical Center in Iowa. And the Common Spirit spokesperson admitted this week that electronic health records and other systems had to be taken offline. They say it is a result of this issue, the IT attack. We have rescheduled some patient appointments. Patients will be contacted directly by their provider and our care facility if their appointment is impacted. So one was supposed to get an operation to remove a cancerous tumor from her tongue. That has now been delayed 5 days. Her husband told KING-TV, everything we do today is all on computer, and without it, you're back to the Stone Age writing on a tablet. But here's something, though, I would add to that. It's even worse than the Stone Age, because many of these hospitals don't go back to paper and pencil. So when I was getting called by some students who were working at a hospital that got cyber attacked, they were like, look, I don't know what to do. I can't order a test. I can't get a hold of so-and-so, and I have to. And I go, well, do what I do. I went downstairs to radiology. I'm not sure where radiology is in this particular hospital, but I would go downstairs. They usually put radiology in the basement. So they, because they need dark rooms. They don't need light from windows to, because they're in the darker room to read the x-rays. So I'm like, go downstairs to radiology and ask them to just do the CAT scan. I would run down to radiology all the time. No, you can't. Everything has to be on the computer. We can't even access the medications. Why is that? Why don't you take a key, open up the locker, write down on a piece of paper what was taken out like we used to? So these hospitals don't go paper. They send the patients to other places where the computer is working. Now, I am sure in dire straits or in severe cases, they're going to still do what they need to do, write it down and say, we'll put this in the computer. But in terms of functioning, you might be down for a week. You might be down for 2 weeks. You could be down for a month. So what, nothing gets done because of the computers? Somebody needs surgery. The surgeon doesn't need a computer. Now I get there's robotic and things like that. But if you have power, you could go back and, act like it's 1999 and do the surgery. So, but because, again, liability, medical records, the medical board will nail you if you don't have appropriate medical records. So if you're relying that somebody's going to be taking good paper and pencil records and then transferring it, and so something goes wrong, that place gets in trouble. So because of liability, they're like, sorry, you got to go somewhere else. I would wonder if there would be more liability not, helping them. So, systems being offline and our dependency on computers should not affect us medically like we are. That's another reason why I don't want to have a national medical system, because that one system could get attacked and then we're all screwed. At least there's other medical systems and healthcare systems to go to that hopefully wasn't attacked. But this is ridiculous. So anyway, I hope they're able to get it back up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love these headlines. Apparently there's some headlines out there saying that there's a very common parasite that's circulating around us that can actually change us from being Democrat to Republican or Republican to Democrat or cause us to change our political beliefs. And you're like, come on, so stupid. But no, I get where this comes from. So the parasite they're talking about is Toxoplasmosis gondii, or Gondi. And it is a very, very common parasite. It's a dirt. It could be in some of our food. A lot of times we're exposed to it and nothing happens to us. But if you're pregnant, you are urged to not change the poop powder of your kitty cats because it lives in cats' intestines. So when cats poop it out, it's in the potty box. I cleaned out the cat's boxes last night. They're like standing over there like, really, it took you this long? You know, come on. I got to go pee-pee. I mean, you can go outside. There's a dog there to go pee-pee. I'm dealing with your toxo right now. So I cleaned out the potty boxes. I wore a mask. But we're exposed to Toxoplasmosis gondii very commonly. fact, we need pregnant women to stay away because it could be very dangerous to the fetus. But we are around it, and for the most part, I don't think it changes our beliefs. But there was a study that was done. It was published in Evolutionary Psychology, where what they did is they wanted to know, even though toxoplasmosis has been linked to mood changes, will it affect your political beliefs? Now, I don't think they studied this in Americans. They looked at 2,300 Czech residents. It's 1,800 were women, 467 men. And they asked them various questions regarding their mental health, physical health, prescription drugs, doctor visits, etc. See if they were diagnosed with a mental health disorder from a list of 25 disorders. But then they completed a measure of political beliefs and values assessed by four factors: tribalism, cultural liberalism, anti-authoritarianism, and economic equality. Now, they said 90 of the men and 518 of the women who reportedly were infected with toxoplasma, of those 90 men, 518 women reported had toxoplasma were infected with the parasite. For women, being infected was associated with worse mental and physical health. For men, it was associated with worse physical health. Then what they did is they looked at the surveys that these individuals did, and they found that in men, toxoplasmosis status wasn't associated with tribalism, but it was associated with the want of economic equity. They also were more inclined to want a fair and equal society. They said this finding was unexpected, since men with toxoplasmosis have previously been found to show higher risk-taking behavior and higher entrepreneurship. So if I look at their abstract, they said women scored higher in tribalism, lower in cultural liberalism, compared to those who didn't have toxoplasmosis or the toxoplasmosis is the illness, toxoplasma exposure. And they said these results fit with sexual differences in behavior and attitude observed with infection. So they do believe that there can be a difference in how you look at politics and how you look at what your society should be like based on if you clean your cat's tushies and you clean up after them in their potty boxes. So, okay, I tell you, I really, you know, I mean, okay, nice study, but I think there's a lot of things that are affecting people's political beliefs from a psychological standpoint. All right, there's a few factors when you have somebody who decides where they're going to be politically. So one is how you were raised. And so if you were raised in a family that was always Democrat, you were raised in a family that was always Republican, there are some individuals that will just follow that vein. You have other individuals that have a rejection sort of philosophy, where I hated my parents, I hated my grandparents, I hated my family, so whatever they are, I'm the opposite. And that's not looking at environment, that's not looking at, it's just, I don't like them, I don't want to be like them. They were always wrong about things in life, so I'm going to do the opposite. So you have those along those veins. But the majority of people who vote and have a political side, it's based on their experience. Now, I told you, when I was in medical school, I had told one of my roommates that I had voted for Bill Clinton. And he had said, you know, you're going to be Democrat in college, but then once you pay taxes, you're going to be Republican. And I'm like, well, that's interesting, and it's an interesting view, but I'm not Democrat or Republican. You know, if I like the candidate, I'm going to vote for them. I'm more, you know, it depends on who's going to be the best for the country. But I found that fascinating in that I think a lot of people who were Democrats, like JFK Democrats, were different than Clinton Democrats, who are different than Biden Democrats. Same thing with Reagan Republicans, Abraham Lincoln Republicans. So there are, I think, through time and through media messaging and all that, people start to reshape what the political party is for. You have the party that helped free the slaves now being purported all over the news as being the racist party. You're like, what's happening there? And so when somebody decides to do something politically, the most common driving factor is selfish. What is happening to them? You know, a lot of individuals are saying, well, the abortion, the Roe v. Wade issue is weighing in on them. is weighing on them, that's going to, you know, change the election. If somebody and if you know, abortion doesn't really affect them, they really don't anticipate them needing to end a pregnancy. They don't feel like they're going to have to cross state lines. If they, you know, I don't know if that's what's going to be the biggest driving force. You know, same thing with, you know, people act like, oh, you know, if they really, really love Trump, they're going to come back. They're going to try to get Trump back in office. You know, I don't know if it's, is it a love for a man or is it a love for the policies? And I think in media and, you know, with headlines and just in society in general, we're stereotyping and misguiding. I can't tell you how many times I had patients from Alabama and Mississippi who were black found it completely insulting that people thought they were avoiding the COVID vaccine because they supported a man in politics such as Donald Trump. They were like, what makes people think that we would be that shallow as to make a personal health decision based on us liking one political figure? Don't they realize that we do our research, and if we don't think the study represented black individuals, we're not going to necessarily trust the medication? But the way the media made it sound is whoever wasn't getting the vaccine was a MAGA Republican. Well, it's stupid. It's stupid what we let them do. I mean, I can't tell you how many Democrats have told me they don't like the way the country's going. I can't tell you how many conservatives told me they don't like Trump. So the average person, when they decide politically, is what is affecting them? Is the border affecting them? Or is crime affecting them? Is the economy affecting them? Is gas prices affecting them? You know, do they have a family member that they feel might get deported? And they feel like there's, you know, there's rhetoric from one side that would deport them. Is that rhetoric, was that misconstrued or was it real? So individuals will look at what affects them. So what any political candidate needs to do is not worry about people getting toxoplasmosis. Is go look, you know, what is important to you? Was it Reagan who said that? You know, are you any better off now than you were 4 years ago? I'm sorry if I'm misquoting. But that was probably one of the most brilliant avenues to go or veins to go when you're doing politics. You know, look at where you are right now. Are you struggling? Are you nervous? Where's your retirement account at? And who do you think is responsible for that? You know, if you think you're going to do better in a different administration, then you vote for that administration. If you think you're better now than you were, then you vote for the current one. I don't think it's going to be up to Toxoplasma Gandhi. 1-877-DOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.